Leading Peer. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as you join in the dialogue and discussion. We'll be talking about an interesting, challenging, frightening, scary issue today. Let me pose it in question form. Can the government save our planet? Can the government save our planet? You look at what the government can do with our health situation in America, if you see how the government handled COVID-19, if you see how government handles the Veterans Administration, if you look at how government handles everything else, then ask the question, do you believe it's possible? Can the government save our planet? You do realize that we're on a collision course with climate change, that AOC said 4 years ago we had only 12 years before the globe is annihilated, extinguished, destroyed. Greta Thunberg has been saying for several years, they've changed her position several times, but she's talking about the crisis ahead of us with the destruction of our planet. The Biden administration and all of the goons that work therein are feverishly trying every aspect of different modes and methodologies to save our planet. So, ladies and gentlemen, never mind the fact that crime is rampant, streets are filled with violence, rape and robbery and mayhem and gang theft is covering the nation. Nationwide stores are closing due to the uncontrolled theft and robberies. Nationwide democratically controlled cities, they call them blue cities and blue states, continue to sink into what I call third world cities and countries. We have a open border with 12 to 13 million people having illegal immigrants or invaders having already come in. And I could go on and on and on. If they can't, listen. If the government cannot control our southern border, how do they plan to control climate change? Now, we're going to talk about that today. And during the course of the broadcast, after the monologue, we're going to invite you to call in. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Do you think the government can save our planet? If so, how? What do you think is the methodology? What is the protocol? Should we trust government or God? Does God's word tell us anything about the planet and the future survivability of the planet? I think it does. We'll be talking about that today. But let me remind you, as we discuss this and other issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book that we can stand on. It's the truth book that we can depend upon. It's the only source of truth that is absolutely, totally, 100% truth without worrying about any shards of error or any additive admixture to it. It is the truth book. In John 8:31 and 32, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply take a little moment to exegete that for our understanding. Jesus says, if you continue, constantly stay, dwell in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. An evident token of being a disciple, i.e. a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, is to stay in the word of God. And Jesus says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is saying to his disciples, and applicable to us today, if we stay in his word, it's an evident token that we're one of his disciples, followers, and it's through the study of his word, staying in the word, constantly dwelling in the word, that we'll know the truth. And the truth of the word of God is what makes us free. Ladies and gentlemen, we're free because of the word of God and our relationship to God through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself in John 14:6 says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. It doesn't change. It's not modulated, not to be modulated, not to be changed or eviscerated or in any way watered down. However, as you know and I know, many times people do that, trying to water down the word, change the word. Ask the question, as in Genesis 3, yea, hath God said. In other words, does God's word really mean what God says that it means? Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the secularist George Orwell and his statement in the dystopian novel entitled 1984, where Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I've said many times on this broadcast, if you want to find out the truth of that statement, get into a group that you disagree with on a subject. You point out a truth of the Word of God. You point out some political truth. You'll have an argument, a debate about truth. We just found yesterday in New Hampshire that I believe it was President Donald J. Trump that won the primary there. And ladies and gentlemen, of course, it wasn't the spread that I thought it would be. I'm not a prophet, not the son of a prophet, but I said I believed that he would win over Nikki Haley by about 20 points. It was about 12. But ladies and gentlemen, you can talk about what Trump did. You can talk about the qualities of his leadership and the position that America was in during his presidency. And yet you hear the mantra on the other side of the fence, the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Democratic Party. They'll scream and say and tell you that he is a threat to our democracy. Have you ever paused and said, tell me one thing that Trump did that was a threat to democracy? Did he open the borders? No. Did he shut down oil production in America? No. Was the economy better then or now? And I could go on and on and on. They don't want to talk about it. Just a mantra that he's a detriment to our democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the elusiveness of truth and the need for a standard of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns of America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian value, and which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it better. We find the major, major problem, and it begins with the household of faith, the truth of the Word of God. Christians taking a stand for truth. And with what we're talking about today, can the government save our planet? We need to go back to the biblical fundamental foundations of what God's Word says about the foundation of our nation. It's built on the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, a major problem with Standing on Truth Today and For Truth Today. It goes back to the latest survey that I shudder each time I think of it. But the survey says 55% of the millennials say each person determines his or own version of truth. There's not but one truth, not nuances of truth, not versions of truth, but simply truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge. Standing on the truth, defending the truth, even if it means death. I think that it's time we take that stand. I think that it's time Christians, conservatives, patriots in America, pastors, churches, take the public stand for truth, challenging the lie, challenging the demoralization of our nation out of the Oval Office, the push for the butchery of healthy bodies in what they call transgender surgeries. I think it's time we take a public stand from the pulpits in our churches about the sodomite agenda of the LGBTQ. I think it's time that we take the stand from the pulpits about the abortuary clinics, the murder clinics called Planned Parenthood and others that's murdering millions of babies every year. I think it's time we take a stand for truth from our pulpits, even if it means being threatened by society, if it means being rejected by society. We need to take that stand. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a wonderful landmark, a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole, a gigantic U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God, with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what I think is a very serious subject. Let me just cut through the chase for just a minute. Then we'll get through, start with the methodically going through what we need to understand about climate change today. But the question is, can government save our planet? Can the government save our planet? And the answer to that question is no. God created it. God will preserve it. God's promised that he would. We need to place our hope, trust, and confidence in God and not in government. Therein lies the major, major dilemma for society today. Ladies and gentlemen, if the government cannot control the southern border, how's it going to control the planet? If the government cannot control what it has the responsibility to do of protecting our borders, protecting our people, and protecting our cities, if the government cannot do that, how is it possible for the government to contain, sustain, protect our planet and save it? Listen, the government is in working with Klaus Schwab, with the World Economic Forum, and Bill Gates, the government, our government, Bill, Joe Biden, through the, how would you say, the impact of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and others, Joe Biden has the philosophy and the feeling, along with the globalists, that somehow, some way, we need to reduce the population on our planet. I've said it's my most humbled opinion. You can disagree if you like. I believe the purpose for the creation of COVID-19 and it being released was as a mass genocide. It released the reduced the population. The latest study, if I'm not mistaken, said that about 17 million around the globe had died just as a result of the COVID jab, not counting those that had died from COVID. The COVID jab was more deadly than COVID itself. I believe it was used to reduce the population under the guise, as Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum has said. In fact, they made the statement that we need to reduce the population down to about 500 million. You realize the population is at about 8 billion today. You're going to reduce it down to about 500 million? And Bill Gates made the statement, if we can create a good enough vaccine, we can reduce the world's population. What does it mean, a good enough vaccine? A good enough vaccine to use this mass genocide? That's the whole thing. Ladies and gentlemen, illegal invaders are coming into America by the millions. Some 3 million plus have come in just as a result of Joe Biden. In fact, one writer said between 7 and 8 million. I believe we have right now between the DACA illegal invaders that have been here for some time, along with the illegal invaders that are coming in every day. One writer said we have about between 40 and 50 million illegals in America. If the government cannot control the borders, if the government cannot control and protect our nation, yet today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden and the DHS secretary says that we have no border crisis, that everything's under control. Our nation's security, ladies and gentlemen, and the future of America is in serious doubt today. Yet the government claims that they have the power and the ability, the know-how, to save our planet. Don't we realize if government doesn't do something, listen, don't we realize that what they're wanting us to understand is, don't you realize that if the government doesn't do something quickly, we'll destroy our planet? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. It says, climate change will be sudden and cataclysmic. Further in the article, it states a mass methane release could put us on the irreversible path to full land of ice, causing sea levels to rise by some 30 meters. The speed and the scale of the response to COVID-19 by governments, businesses, and individuals seems to provide hope that we can react to the climate change crisis in a similar, decisive manner. You hear what they're saying? They're saying that the government's response to COVID-19 on a very rapid basis, reacting to it, that if we could just react on that same basis with that same methodology, with that same protocol for climate change, we can save the climate. We can save the planet, that is. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well.
Yes, sir. And I also with you.
Thank you.
I just have a couple of questions. Okay, they say climate change. At first they said the climate is going to heat up, but I can't tell. And number two, Joe Biden had Texas, but I think it's in the Constitution. If a federal government cannot protect you, you have to protect yourself. And you having them to cut the wires down. And
Kenneth, one of the good things, the DOJ filed suit against the state of Texas because of the razor wire that they'd put in, along with the boxcars, the steel containers along the Rio Grande banks, so that the invaders cannot come into Texas. And the Supreme Court, by 5-4 ruling, ruled that the federal agents could go in, Border Patrol could go in and cut the razor wire. Well, they were in for a surprise, because the state troopers and the state of Texas National Guard are preventing the Border Patrol from going in. And so far, they have not been allowed to cut one single strand of wire. And I pray that the governor of the state of Texas stands his ground, because that's his right. That's the right of the individual state to protect their borders, and that's the governor's responsibility to do so. So I'm praying that they continue to keep the stand. But one of the major, major problems that I'm talking about today is the realization that here we see the proof in the pudding, as my mother used to call it, that the federal government cannot control our borders. They're refusing to do so. So the question is, how in the world will they be able to save our planet from so-called the crisis of climate change? And you're exactly right. It was one time that was global warming, that it was the globe is going to get so warm it's going to fry us, that we're going to find flooding. In fact, Al Gore, starting back in about the early 70s, started pronouncing doom and gloom. He said by 1995 that New York City would be underwater. He's revised that. Recently, Al Gore made a statement, though, if they don't believe in what I say, then whoever does not believe in my predictions and what I say, Al Gore said, they're simply against our democracy. Al Gore puts himself in a position that he knows more than God, and if you disagree with Al Gore, you're a threat to democracy. But that's the globalists that we have today, and Al Gore has made hundreds of millions of dollars off his doom and gloom predictions, that none of which, zip, zero, nada, none of which have come to fruition as he has said. And that's what we see taking place today. It's a scare tactic for the globalists to set up a global control, a global taxation, a global international forum, i.e. the United Nations, the World Health Organization being one, to come in and control our nation and lose our sovereignty. That's my opinion. That's my position. What do you think?
Yes, sir. Excuse me for 1 minute. I tell you what. Now, when I come home from work, I'm glad you brought up Amos. I got to get into the book of Amos. Okay? And number two, you are so right. I mean, you dead on point. Because, I mean, really, they're getting paid. Even the rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting paid for what to do for America. And if Trump wins, I bet to these sales that he let in, they're going to start a check.
Absolutely. Well, it's my prayer that Trump will win. He's showing that he can. And it's my prayer that I think that Nikki Haley will go through the primary in South Carolina. I believe she will lose her own state in the primary. And I believe it will be then or shortly thereafter that her major mega globalist donors will decide to pull out and she will drop out of the race. It's my opinion that by the end of March or sometimes in April, that Nikki Haley will no longer be a viable candidate in the Republican Party. It is my prayer that that will happen. I'm praying that Trump will be protected by the Lord and that God will divinely intervene and give us another Trump administration with Trump 47 to protect America.
And this is my last question. When, Lord, please forgive me, Crazy Joe, when he went to Virginia, and his main thing was about abortion, about a woman's right to abort. But he didn't say anything about a man's right. He didn't say anything about the border crisis that we have. He's just, I don't know.
Well, like Joe Biden is Trump and others have called him Sleepy Joe. It's a sad, 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 sad shame. In fact, his handlers should be charged with senior abuse because Joe Biden is not cognitively well, and his handlers are continuing to use him as a puppet to inculcate the globalist agenda to control America. So it is my prayer that God will, you see, the scripture is very, very clear that God sets up kings and he removes them. And I believe God is still on the throne, still carrying out his plan, just as he always has from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22. So as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, I believe we need to depend on God and not government to save our planet. But I'm going to walk through a multiplicity of thoughts and ideas of what the government's trying to do today, which is further destroying viability of our nation and not saving our planet. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Pardon? Thank you so much. That telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about today, can the government save our planet? The government thinks they can. The government says they can. And every plan the government's come up with to do so, they've faltered and fallen. Barack Hussein Obama administration, they had funneled billions of dollars into companies to build solar panels. And after the companies received hundreds of millions in grants and handouts and loans, they imploded, filed bankruptcy, walked away with the pockets full of money, and it didn't work. They're using every methodology to feed the friends and family members with those businesses that claim that will be helpful in saving the planet. I'm looking at a headline. How does government combat climate change? Listen to the article very briefly. It's a 5-page article. I'm going to read the first 2.5 paragraphs. Have you ever bought a reusable tote bag to go grocery shopping or refilled a water bottle rather than buying a disposable one? Do you separate your recycled from your trash? If your answer is yes to any of the questions, you're not alone. In the United States, more than half of all adults claim to have taken some action to protect the environment. But will individual actions be enough to address the massive transitional challenges of climate change? Unfortunately, no. Almost all experts agree that governments, not just individuals or private businesses, play a critical role in fighting climate change and saving our planet. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have been sold a lie. I believe that the purpose of the climate change scare tactics that's ongoing, still being used today, is a designed purpose for the socialist, Marxist, globalist to control the planet. And we're on the fast track for that. We're witnessing, we're watching the proposals come and go and fall. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm encouraged when I read Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold time and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. God's made a promise, ladies and gentlemen, either we believe God or government, but God's made a promise that until the world ends, we'll always have hot and cold. We'll always have seed time and harvest. We'll always have summer and winter. We'll always have day and night. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm comforted with that promise. I don't have to go and ask government, can you protect our nation? I don't have to ask the government, can you protect our globe? I don't have to ask the government, can you save our planet? Ladies and gentlemen, if you save the planet and destroy humanity, as they're attempting to do, what's the planet for? What is the purpose of the planet being preserved if you're going to have to kill human beings to save the globe? There's a problem with that equation. There's a problem with that mindset. And yet that's the very equation, that's the very mindset that the government is operating on today. And yet mega millions of people, not just America, but around the globe, look to government to somehow, some way, deliver them from the collapsing planet as they see it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a headline. Federal government will probably force Americans to eat insects, according to an interview with Tucker Carlson. One of the proposed plans to save the planet is for us to eat insects for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're going to talk about that more in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to constantly ask that question. Can government really save our planet? Is the government capable of saving planet Earth, or does God do that? Where do we place our trust? Where's our hope? Where's our confidence? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the 1-minute top of the hour news. Right after the news break, we'll be right back. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville.